Soon it will be more expensive to be a tobacco user in Bethel. At the last regular meeting, the Bethel City Council passed an ordinance that will increase taxes on all tobacco products sold in the city. KYUK's Mark Earhart has more.
The ordinance will raise the price of cigarettes by $2.21 per pack and raise prices for other tobacco products by 45%. Over a dozen people came before the council to express their opinions on the tax, and most were in favor of it. Ben Knudsen, a local physician's assistant, says tobacco products cause
more deaths than deaths from HIV, illegal drug use, alcohol use, motor vehicle injuries, suicides, and murders combined.
Citizens who spoke before council praised the possibility of the tax ultimately causing people to quit tobacco for good. They also said it could deter young people from picking up tobacco in the first place, something Doug Boyer, site administrator at the Bethel Alternative Boarding School, says he sees every day.
Close to 45% to 50% of my students have already seen providers at the hospital to try to kick this tobacco.
Though in the minority, not everyone in the gallery thought the tax was a good idea. Here's Johnny Furlong.
And one segment of the citizenry pushing for taxation of another segment of the citizenry because of behavior they don't like is, again, self-righteous, it is hypocritical, and it's all in order for people to feel good about themselves while creating class warfare.
The city council echoed the gallery, with most council members in favor of the tax, while a few were against it. The ordinance passed 4-2. Rick Robb was one of the two dissenting votes.
This ordinance could have, potentially have, a lot of very negative unintended consequences.
The other dissenting vote was cast by Mark Springer. Robb says the tax could cause parents to spend extra money on tobacco that would normally go to feeding their children. He also says that retailers could be tempted to keep the price of tobacco at its current rate and pass the increased tax on to consumers through raising prices on other products. Bethel Mayor Joe Klaka says he doesn't see retailers passing the buck on non-tobacco users and sees the benefit in the tax.
Well, I don't want to make the cost of killing yourself cheaper. I want to make the cost of killing yourself slowly by degrees higher.
The financial aspect of the ordinance has not yet been worked out. The city's finance director has asked for 60 days to get everything in order before the tax begins. Some on council would like to see all revenue raised from the tax go to city youth programs, while others would like to see that money put into the city's general fund. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.